Okay, today we're going to have the special privilege of finishing our first Masechta in Shas, Masechta Brachos. We are up to the very last Mishnah, Perek Tes Mishnah Hey, and Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we're also going to begin the next Masechta, the second Masechta in Shas, Maseches Peah. So it says in the Mishnah, Chayv Adam Varech HaLarak Shem Shum Varech HaLatova, a person has to say a bracha on the Ra'a, the same way he says a bracha on the Tova. The Bartanur explains, when you say a Dayan Emes, on bad things that happen, you have to say the bracha B'Simcha Uvelev Tov, because you know that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. Now, the bracha that you say reflects a negative experience. You're saying Dayana Emes, but it has to be B'Simcha Uvelev Tov to realize that everything Hashem does is for the good. Shenemar V'Havta Shemalkecha B'Chol Levavecha V'Chol Nafshecha V'Chol Lodecha. So how do we darshan that? B'Chol Levavecha means B'Shnei Yitzarecha, B'Yitzar Tov U'B'Yitzar Ra. That you have to be Mevarech Hashem, you have to serve Hashem, rather you have to love Hashem, both with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. What does it mean with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara? So in the Tos Yom Tov, he writes, "Ubi Yetzer Ra, Loshen Rambam, Afilu B'Shas Ha'Aveiro V'Avaro V'Akas V'Af, Shekol Zehu Yetzer Ra." That even when there's great anger, because all of that is considered yetzerah, uvachol nafshecha means afil notelus nafshecha, even if it means being moser nefesh, even if it means giving up one's life, you have to love Hashem. Uvachol maldecha, b'chol mamonecha means with all of one's money, whether it be the Rav points out, or the Mishnah rather goes on, davar acher. No, you know, b'chol maldecha means b'chol mida umida shu modeh lecha, have modelo b'maud ma'od, whatever experiences you have in life, doesn't just mean all of your money. Whatever Hashem, whatever measure of anything Hashem gives you, you have to be very grateful, extremely grateful, b'ma'od ma'od, extraordinarily grateful. Lo yakal adam es rosho keneged shara mizrach. A person shouldn't have kalus rosh when facing toward the eastern gate of the Beis Hamikdash, shumuchuvit keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, because that corresponds, that goes directly into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You could see inside one gate to the other gate to the other gate till you have exposure to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. At least it was that way, says the Bar Tanura, in the first Beis Hamikdash. That's what why you're not allowed to have kalus rosh in that area. The Tos Yom Tov, if I'm not mistaken, explains that the reason we're mentioning this, the idea of kalus rosh, is since we mentioned the avas Hashem Yisparach and how far your avas Hashem has to go. So now we're saying, okay, you know, avas Hashem also has to be coupled with yiras Hashem, and your yiras Hashem has to go to a great extent as well. So that's why we're saying not to have kalus rosh, that a person should have a certain sense of mora migdash, a person should have a certain sense of yira as well. So says the Mishnah further, lo yikaris la'arabayis b'makolo, a person should not go into arabayis with his walking stick, lo yikaris la'arabayis b'makolo b'minolo, or with his shoes, u'bepundaso, with his money belt, u'ba'avak sha'al raglav, or with the dirt that's on his feet. All of these things are considered inappropriate in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Harabayis rather. V'lo ya'asenu kapandaria, and a person should not make the Harabayis into a shortcut to go in through one side and out the other way. Kapandaria is a word that's a nutrikan, really. It means the makifna daria eol baha, that instead of going around, I might as well just go straight through here. So we have such a halacha by a shul, that you're not allowed to make a shul into a kapandaria. Urukiko mi kalvachomer, you're not allowed to spit. So the question is, kalvachomer from what? Meaning, rukiko is a kalvachomer from a kapandaria, that if you're not allowed to make it a shortcut, you're for sure not allowed to spit. So Bartanur says, no, it's a kalvachomer from shoes. That if shoes, which are generally considered derech bizayon, is going to be aser, rukiko, which is considered to be derech bizayon, is for sure going to be aser. That's how the Bar Tanura writes. So the Tos Yotv just points out that it's not just that it's not derech bizayon, that shoes serve to protect your feet. They're actually helping you and they're protecting you. And if even that you're not allowed to do, then for sure rekiko, which doesn't serve any personal benefit to you, you're not allowed to do. Kol chosnei bracha shoyi b'mikdash. All the time, whenever they would conclude a bracha in the mikdash rishon, hayu omrim min ha'olam. They would conclude the bracha with the phrase min ha'olam. Mishakil kulu aminim v'amruin olam ela echad. When the aminim started doing not nice things and they started saying that and they started having a negative hashpa on the hashkafa of the Jewish people. And they said, oh, look, they're saying mina olam. That implies that there's only one olam, that there's no olam haba, there's only olam hazeh. And, you know, I'm sure they could look in the Chumash and they would see that, look, what happens in the Chumash when Hashem says, if you do good and you do mitzvah, savayim shema tishma, so what's going to happen? The promise is all about rain and produce and plenty and peace. It's all olam hazeh related things. The Chumash itself never even mentions olam haba. So the minim had a pesach to say that, look, even when you conclude your brachos, you're saying only min ha'olam. You're not saying that there's more than one world. You hold that there's only one world. The nusach of the bracha was Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam Magen Avraham. And every bracha in Shemoneh Esrei was like that. They would say min ha'olam. So they would say, so the minim would say these terrible things. So iskinu shi'omrim min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam. So they made a takana that you had to make reference to two worlds, to this world and the next world. Iskinu shi'adam shol l'shalom chaver b'shem. Another takana that they made is that when one greets somebody else, they should do so using the Shem Hashem. Shnemar v'yinei Boaz b'mi beis lech. That when Boaz came in the second parak of Rus, he says to the harvesters, Hashem imachem, v'yomer lo, and they respond, Yivarechecha Hashem, that Hashem should bless you. So he's makdim shalom lechavero. I think this is the vort that they say. That, why does he put Hashem's name before the second, before imachem, whereas they respond to Yivarechecha first and then Hashem? Because I think the Gemara says that anyone who's makdim shalom lechavero, that he greets someone else first, he's zochet harichus yamim. So he's going to be zochet to harichus yamim. So he'll at least live long enough to say Hashem imachem. That even though generally you wouldn't say Hashem's name first because you have to be choshesh, maybe you'll die at that moment, you won't be able to finish the phrase, and the last thing you will have done would have been to be motzi shem shemayim levatala. But since you have this bracha v'arichos yom when you're makdim shalom lechavero, that's why shalom is one of the shemos of Hashem. And when we do kiddush levana, what do we say? We say shalom aleichem, and then the response is aleichem shalom, shalom aleichem, because you're makdim shalom lechavero. You could be confident that you're going to make it to the end of the phrase, right? That you're going to survive to the end of the phrase because you're makdim shalom, you're the first one to have greeted the other person. Anyway, so Boaz greeted with the Shem Hashem va'omer, and in the sixth parak of Sefer Shoftim it says Hashem imcha gibor hachayil. So again we see greeting the Shem Hashem va'omer, and the pasuk in Mishlei says al tovos ki zikne imecha va'omer eis lasos Hashem efevus arasecha. Why all these pasukim? What do I need one pasuk after the next pasuk after the next? So in the Bartanuri explains, maybe you're going to say the pasuk by Boaz is not good enough because that's just something that Boaz did, but it doesn't mean that we're supposed to do it. So that's why we learn from the Malach that spoke to Gidon in Sefer Shoftim. So if it was a Malach, so then it's not just a personal Hanhaga, that may be something we're supposed to learn from. And if you're going to say, no, the Malach wasn't Shaul B'Shlom Gidon, he didn't bless him, he was just a Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let him know that the Shechin is with him. So that's why Al Tavos Ki Ziknei Mecha, don't be Mevaza Boaz to say that he did this on his own. Learn from the Ziknei Umascha, learn from the Zikanim of our nation. And Boaz was one of our Zakenim, so we should learn from him and not try to come up with the reasons not to learn from him. And what was he relying on by using the Shem Hashem? That the Chacham are allowed to do things that seem counterintuitive and seem to go against the Torah in order to preserve the Torah. So it was an Eslas Hashem, Eferus Arasecha. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Eferus Arasecha, Eslas Hashem. Rabbi Nassan says that Eferus Arasecha, Eslas Hashem. What's Rabbi Nassan adding? So the Bartender explains, sometimes we mevatel divrei Torah to do for Hashem. So avzem eskavin l'shol b'shalom chavero v'zeh ritzon l'shol makom. That when you are shol b'shalom chavero, you're doing the ratzon Hashem, because bakei shalom v'radfeu, and therefore you're allowed to be made for the Torah to do that which seems like it's usher to use the Shem Hashem in that context. So you can be made for the Torah when you're acting l'shem shemayim, when you're acting l'shem Hashem, not something that we're all allowed to do, but it's something that the Chachamim of the generations were able to do something like that. So that is the end of Maseches Brachos, Slicha La, Maseches Brachos, and Bezer Hashem, we now have only 62 Masechtos left in Shas. We are 1/63 of the way there, not necessarily in terms of the number of Mashiachs, but at least in terms of the number of Masechtos in Shas. So now we begin Maseches Peah. Peah is the halacha midaraisa, so that a person has to leave a corner of his field for aniyim to take. It is one of the matnos aniyim. So when you harvest your field, you leave one corner of the field unharvested. So one of the most famous Mishnayos in all of Shas. Elu dvarim she'en lahem shir. The following are a list of items that even though they are a mitzvah, they are a requirement. But what the shir is not made clear to us, or is not, we don't have a shir to the mitzvah, at least on a daraisa level. The Bar Tanur points out on a derabbanan level, most of these things do have a shir, particularly peya, right? How much, it's particularly peya, because we're going to see that ein pochsin lepeya. So there is a minimum shear of peya, but nevertheless, on the daraisa level, none of these things have a shear, and they are hapeya, the peya that you have to leave at the edge of your field. The pasuk says vayikra perachav gimelos chalapasad chabukutzucha and vabikurim, the first fruits reishis pukriyah moscha tavi beis hashem elokecha. The Torah tells us they have to bring the first fruits of the shivas aminim to the beis hashem to dedicate that to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Vaharei oyon, and the idea of appearing in front of Hashem when your olah l'regel doesn't have a shear. What does that mean that it doesn't have a shear? It's three regalim. That's when you have to do it. Shalosh pavim bashana. It's explicit in the Torah that it's shalosh pa'amim bashana. So it could be that there's no time limit of how long you have to be there in the Beis HaMikdash, or how long you have to stay, how short you're allowed to stay. Or it might be referring to, says the Bar Tanura, Perush Acher, another interpretation, it's talking about the Olas Ri'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga that you have to bring, that there's no cost on the Daraisa level of how much these things have to cost. It's Ish Kimat Nas Yado, even though the Chachamim came along and gave a shir and said that an Olas should be Ma'a Kesef and a Chagiga should be Shtei Kesef. U'Gemilas Chasadim, there is no shir for the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim either. Gemilas Chasadim means that which you physically do for other people, Bikur Cholim and burying the dead, things like that. Gemilas Chasadim of your money, though, does actually have a shear. The Bar Tanur points out to do pidyon shvuyim, to be malbish arumim, to feed those who are hungry, so that you should spend chomesh nechasav, chomesh of the revach. When you make new money, you should put aside 20% of whatever new money you make and designate that for gemilas chasad. V'talmud Torah, Talmud Torah also doesn't have a shear, because it says v'gisa b'yom v'layla. It sounds like a person is always supposed to be learning all day and all night. Elu dvarim. And the following items are things that a person enjoys the benefit from in this world, but it's still going to be there for him in the next world as well. Kibur Aveim, person does Kibur Aveim, it's the man yarichum yamim in this world, but the next world also. Ugemilas Chasadim, you do kindness with other people. Va'ava shalom in adam l'chavero, and you try to make peace with different people. The Talmud Torah connected kulam. The Talmud Torah corresponds, has as much reward as all of them put together. Why? So the Tos Yom Tov points out, ki betalmud Torah is yizka adam bekol zeh, she Talmud mevi l'dei maisa. Tos Yom Tov quotes from a Rambam that Talmud is mevi l'dei maisa. So if you want to know how you can get the reward for all these mitzvahs of kibbutz avayim, gemilas chasadim, avos shalom lechaveru, you need to learn. If you learn, you'll know about all these mitzvahs, and you'll be motivated to do all these mitzvahs, and that's why it's keneged kulam, because it will bring you to kulam, it will bring you to all of them. Now the Tos Yom Tov points out that the mitzvahs are all divided into two basic categories. There's ben adam lemakom, tzitzis, tefillin, and the like, and then there are mitzvahs that are ben adam lechaveru, what we do for other people. Loving other people, doing gemilas chesed. When a person does bein adam l'makom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards him with olam haba. That's what it says in Perek Chelek. When a person does mitzvos, the second category of bein adam l'chavero, it's going to be considered something that he's rewarded for in olam haba because he did the mitzvah, but the goodness is also going to appear in olam hazeh because he did something that is this worldly good as well. So all the mitzvos of bein adam l'chavero are incorporated into gemilas. So that's what the Bar Tanur is pointing out. The Tos Yom Tov rather points out one has to be tremendously focused on Ben Adam L'Chaveru. One should not view religion as being something that's only between man and God. The man and man relationships, the interpersonal relationships, are equally critical when it comes to Avodas Hashem, when it comes to a proper sense of Avodas Hashem. So again, to quickly review the two Mishnayos that we did today, the first Mishnah was the last Mishnah of Seches Brachos, where we said that a person has to say a bracha on Ra'a with the same energy and Simcha that he does for a bracha on Tova, and we spoke about what the pasuk means to love Hashem b'chol levavcha, means with both Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra. B'chol Nafshcha means even if you have to die, b'chol maldecha means either all your money or whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to you, a person has to serve Hashem. We said to be respectful, keneged the Shara Mizrach, and also in general on the Har Bayis, not to carry your money belt and your and not to wear your shoes and not to go with the dust on your feet and not to use it as a shortcut or to spit as a kal v'chomer from the shoes that you certainly can't spit. And then we said how in the first place of Mikdash they used to say Mina Olam, and the Minim would say, oh, there's only one Olam, so that's why they had to be Masakin to say Mina Olam Vi Ad HaOlam. And then we discussed the last discussion in Masechus Brachos was about greeting the Takana to greet other people using the Shem Hashem, which we derive from Boaz. And then Masechus Peah began by giving us a list of mitzvos that don't have a shir, at least on a Doraisa level, and then a list of mitzvos that a person enjoys the benefits from in this world, but they're still going to be there, those benefits will still remain there for him in the next world as well. And of all of those mitzvos that have that power, Kibraveim and Gimil Chasadim and Avashal ben Al-Khabero, Talmud Torah is as powerful as all of them put together. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis.